T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The time is 10:28, brought to you by the all-new Ken Ganley Toyota. Drive a new Toyota. Drive a new Toyota with zero down. It's also time for the Hard Hat Award, brought to you by Primanti's Restaurant and Bar, home of America's hardest-working sandwich. Let's give hard hats, Ron, to all those fans who still show up at Heinz Field. And it's not like attendance has plummeted or anything, as it has with the Pirates.
But it's down a little bit, isn't it?
It's down. It's down. The last couple of years, it was up above 64, and last year it was 62,471, which was the lowest since 14. But still not terrible compared to some other years. This year so far, it's back up to 63,589. So from that season of 2015, it certainly has gone down. Now, Art Rooney, Ed Bouchette did a story, I think it was before the season.
Right, about the night games. Right?
About how night games have affected that. I wonder also.
I think that is part of it for sure. You know, first of all, people, they don't just come from Blonox and Squirrel Hill to these games. Some people drive hours to get there. And that, you know, you think you're going to go to a 1 o'clock game and get home at 7 or 8 at night. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore with these night games. And, you know, plus people go to work the next day. I can't stay. I don't watch a Sunday night or Monday night game if I'm not working it. I got to get some rest.
That theory gained some fuel so far this year, Ron, because you had 63-9 for the opener and afternoon game against Kansas City. You had 64-7 for the Falcons in the afternoon. And the low game by far was the Ravens. That's the Ravens, and that was only 62, barely over 62,000.
So, I don't think there's any question it's a factor.
Yeah. Do you think that this other, all the drama is also a factor?
See, I don't. I don't. I think what may be a factor is it's just a lot easier to watch the games at home these days.
That is definitely a factor.
High def. If I want a beer, I can go to my refrigerator and grab one instead of standing in line and paying a ridiculous amount for it. If I want to go to the bathroom, it's right there instead of standing in line. Parking, traffic, crowds. You know, now the one thing the games always have going for them is there's a certain large percentage of people that want to be involved in something. They want to be involved in the game, be part of the atmosphere. But I can say this honestly, Joe. I don't know how you feel. I go to these games every game we go to. If I'm ever retired from this business, I won't go to a game.
I wouldn't take my daughter to a professional football game, I can tell you that.
Absolutely not. It's a rougher crowd. Absolutely not. But I won't go myself.
Yeah, I think you hit on probably the main reason why attendance has dipped all around football. Now, I don't have the numbers from the first 5 weeks here, but generally speaking, attendance has declined a bit, and the NFL has been concerned about that. It's almost like it's competing with itself. It wants to give the viewer at home the best possible experience with things like the red zone, for example. And then on the other hand, it wants to make the in-stadium experience, because that's, in many ways, it's not really the lifeblood of the league anymore. That's television money. But you still want people at your games.
Absolutely.
And when I can have an experience at home, as great as it's become, as you said, I can almost feel like I'm at the game and not have to put up with any of the crap. So that's another question, is are you less inclined to go to a pro football game than you might have been 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago? Because I can tell you, I sure am. 412-928-9370. Joe's on the north side. What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, the reason why the attendance is down has nothing to do with anthem or none of that stuff. It's a horrible experience to go to an NFL game. If you go too early in the season, you sit there and you roast in the stands. And if you go too late, you sit there and you freeze. Nothing goes on in between the games. I argued with a guy about Penn State for like 20 minutes at a Steeler game one time. It's just not the experience that it used to be.
You mean nothing goes on between plays? Is that what you meant? Because it is. It's endless between plays.
You know, I respect your point here, though, but, I mean, back in the 70s when they were winning Super Bowls, it was hot in August and September and cold in November and December too, right?
And I was going to get to that. And also, I just feel like the game itself has been so much changed. I remember going to the Steelers versus the Browns in the playoff game, the play with Rob Woodson and Greg Ernest Banner running back in the not Testa Verde. I guess it was Testa Verde. It was the Cozar. But the stands in, like, Three River Stadium was such a better atmosphere. I just feel like Heinz Field is not the same atmosphere. Those simple night games start at 8 o'clock. Kill whatever vibe you had, unless you had the next day off. Nobody wants to go and
that's what we were talking about, Joe. And I appreciate
I live on the north side.
Yeah.
And it took me from the time I timed myself from getting from the top stands of Heinz Field to my front door on East Ohio Street. It took me like an hour walking. So, no thanks for me. I watch it at home on my 85-inch TV.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of people,
my 85-inch
TV. A lot of people feel that way, Joe. Absolutely.
That's
Thank
the
you
thing.
For your call.
That's the thing, Ron. Even though it was, of course it was, you know, hot at the beginning of seasons.
Home, right.
It's a different experience at home, not right. necessarily in the stadium, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You didn't have the high-def TVs back in the day.
And I would wager to say that the games are longer these days as well. It just seems that way with television breaks and everything else.
Yeah, see, I thought they were still around 3 hours. You know, when you go overtime and stuff. They really try to keep it going to 3 hours because it impacts the next game.
It just seems endless at times, especially between plays.
Is that because it's boring, maybe?
When you're in the stadium compared to at home, like you said, you can go get a beer, you can go do anything you want. When you're at the game, you actually notice, especially, I guess, in today's everything, you know, in the moment, give me something right now,
right.
society. You know, what are they doing? How much action is there really in an NFL game compared to how much downtime? Jeff is in Mars. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I get sucked in, it seems, every year, and I end up bringing my kids. I had an 8, 10, and 13-year-old for the Kansas City game, and I just don't understand the language. I really don't. You know, you go to a Pirate game, you go to different sporting events. I don't think these people that swear and act ridiculous would be doing that. They walk into that stadium, and I get that a lot of them have had, you know, beers or whatever leading up to it. But, I mean, my little girl is 10, and she had a pink AB jersey on. You know, cutest little thing in the world. I don't understand how a grown 50-year-old man can swear and scream the F word for 4 straight hours sitting next to her. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a different crowd. It's a pro football crowd is a lot different than a college crowd, in my opinion. And I'm with you. I think it can be a very mean crowd too, especially if your team isn't doing well.
I don't see it really in any other venue, Cookie. I don't see it at high school games, college games, Penguins, Pirates.
No,
you go to
right.
an MLB soccer game. I don't understand what clicks when they walk into that stadium that you can act so ignorant.
Yeah,
Joe, and thank you for your call. We got a break. I think that's why you said you wouldn't take your daughter to a game,
no,
right?
I wouldn't.
Subject her to that behavior.
By the way, that's not unique to the Steelers. That's across the NFL.
I think
NFL.
It's an NFL crowd. Yeah, absolutely.
That's NFL crowds. So two questions on the table here. Chris Hoke's going to join us for the entire 11 o'clock hour. We really look forward to that every week. And the two questions are, one, do you find this particular Steelers team more difficult to root for these days? Maybe not as much sort of blind enthusiasm. And the other is, do you find yourself less inclined to go to an NFL game than you might have before for whatever reason that might be? 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.